home, maybe you'd say, well, why bother? But they're only like for 2.5 hours. But 2.5 hours is great when you don't have anything. So the kids could go short. We had beach bars like from 10 to 12, and then from 1 to 3, and then from 3:30 to 6, or 4 to 6, something like that. It was 2.5 hours, I guess, anyway. And I got all the kids in the departments off at various times, because we still had to continue with our working schedule, you know. It wasn't a case of that you just could call off the workload. So we went in, and I took the boat in, and I finished work at 3 or so, and then I went in about 3:30, and guess who was waiting there for me? But Charlie with a Jeep. So I had on a bathing suit and culottes over there. And he said, well, he wanted me to see the base, and he said, the Admiral's invited you over to have a drink. I said, oh my gosh, I'm dressed for a beach party. He said, that's all right, he won't care. So we drove around the CB base and the Marine base and the Air Cavalry base, and he showed me the whole area and took me out to Highway 1. You know, you hear them talking about Highway 1 all the time on TV. So I've been to Highway 1 and right to the perimeter where the other side is Viet Cong. And they were showed me the areas that had been rocketed recently and took me to his quarters, which were quite nice. They call the house, well, nice for Vietnam. They call the houses or the barracks hooches. And right next to a hooch is a bunker. I suppose the bunker is the replacement of the old World War II foxhole. And they have sandbags all around it. And the Vietnamese people make the sandbags for one piastre a piece. Those things weigh about 7 or 8 pounds. And the piastre is 118 piastres to a dollar. So Dad can figure it out, calculate how much money these people make for these things. And, in his house, he has inside plumbing in his place, and the Admiral has in his. And he showed me his head, and in the inside of the door was just plywood. There was that magic marker was a big note, thank you, sir, and may God bless you, signed Martha Ray. I guess when she was out of Christmas time, you know, that's the head that she got to use. And he also showed me what they do for latrines now in this war. He said the greatest inventions that came out of the war, they use barrels that are like cut in half or so and embedded in the ground, and they're filled with oil. I guess maybe it would be a good idea not to smoke while you're using the head. And then after they're filled, instead of burying them or anything, they just burn them. So Charlie showed me this, and it was, I got a kick out of seeing it. Then we went to the Admiral's house. He has a nice little place, two-bedroom house. It's not the greatest thing in the world in comparison to what we have at home, but over here it's pretty nice. It's considered pretty luxurious. And you could see the beach. The name of the beach is Red Beach. And the sand is absolutely the whitest I've ever seen any place in my life. It's just almost as white as salt. It's so white. It's beautiful, beautiful beach. And the water was nice and warm. I did get to go for a swim briefly before I went back to the ship, because I only had 2 hours, remember. So I had a beer with the Admiral, because I don't have any liquor on board, and the beer tasted pretty good. And anyhow, Charlie and I were both thrilled at the opportunity of seeing one another and talking and all. And I wrote to his daughter that night, my godchild, and told him that I had seen her father. But it was really a treat, and we just enjoyed it so much. And who would think that in Vietnam, so far from home, and under such dire circumstances, we would get to see one another. Well, Charlie's going back to the States the 23rd of May, thank God. And he's going up to Davisville, as I told you. So his year is up, and he's happy as everyone when their year is up over here. So I did write to Charlotte Ann, and I told her that I had seen her dad. And I went briefly for a quick swim, but there's a curfew at 6 o'clock. You have to get off the beach at 6 o'clock because of the Vietnamese and of the terrorists and all. So I just thought I'd have to tell you about my very pleasant 3 days. And then on Wednesday, we came back to Phu Bai. We were off Phu Bai. The sanctuary is off Dong Ha. And we haven't had anything since we've been back to speak of. We got one kitty in yesterday who was shot and went through his helmet, but it just grazed his scalp, and he did have a blood clot right underneath the scalp, right underneath the skull, but he didn't have anything else, and we saved him. And we did get a Vietnamese child about 9 years old that had multiple shrapnel wounds. And then I worked till about 10:30, as I say, and that was all. But other than that, things have been rather quiet. Everybody seems to expect a lot to happen around May 19th. That's Ho Chi Minh's birthday. And the Viet Cong have said they're going to fly the flag from the White Elephant Landing in Da Nang. Well, the White Elephant Landing is the boat landing. It's the American landing where people like me come to and get the boat out to the ship and all this sort of stuff. And but they're forever making threats like that, so it's hard. We'll say, well, maybe one poor soul will try to infiltrate and get the flag up there, but I doubt that there'll be any massive attacking. It's hard to say, but there's no doubt about it that the ceasing of the bombing north of the DMZ has hurt us and is hurting our troops. And I guess I'm sounding more like it. I know, Dad, on the tape, you must have thought that I was against the war in Vietnam, and it isn't that at all. I think that, like a lot of other people, I'm wondering about the way that it's fought. I'm not judging the military leaders. The military leaders, by the way, aren't the ones who say what it's going to be, but or not that I'm misjudging or judging the president for what he's doing, but really, as long as Haiphong Harbor's not bombed, they're getting their supplies in. And they're getting their men, and they've got lots of men. Although, this is something else, and I didn't really realize it. We had two kids brought in a couple of weeks ago. They were Viet Cong soldiers. One was 11 and one was 13. Now, these were, yeah, Viet Cong. I was going to say the North Vietnamese. Some of the North Vietnamese soldiers are only 11, 13, 12. It's pathetic. These kids thought that we were, you know, they didn't know what to think. But then, after they were with us a day or two, everything was fine. But we'll have to return them to their village, and the Viet Cong will kill them because they've received treatment from Americans. It's all very sad and all very barbaric. However, it's the way it is. Unless we could arrange some way to return them to an orphanage. I don't know. But as far as I know, they're going back to their own village. Let's see, other news. Our new chief arrived yesterday. New chief nurse arrived yesterday. I haven't met her as yet. Her name is Dolores Cornelius. I don't know anything about her. I just hope she'll be pleasant. And we got 8 new captains selected, and among the captains selected was my former boss, Betty Murray. So, of course, I fired off a letter to her. I was just delighted to hear that she made captain, because I think she really worked hard and truly deserved to make it. She's a fine, fine person. So, I think that's all the news I have. Except if you can get a hold of a small book, I think they cost about a quarter, and usually they sell them in places like Fields or supermarkets. It's on calories. I wish you'd send it, you know, how many calories per meal. A small book. Maybe Uncle has one. I'd appreciate it, because I have put on about 5 pounds, and I have got to lose weight. I simply cannot, you know. The food is so good, and there's no exercise. I have a jump rope. I got a jump rope the other day. So I go out on deck and jump rope at night. I guess you think I'm flipping, but you have to do something for exercise out here. Well, it's getting kind of close to the end of the tape, and I did want to send this off to you this week and tell you that everything is fine. I'm fine, no complaints, and feel good after having a good night's sleep, and I guess I can go 27 more days without another day off if it's necessary. I just hope all that things quiet down on the front for a while. And anyhow, I'll be making a tape to you again next week. And I'm always glad to hear from you. So take care and say hello to everyone for me. And bye for now.